Hey you guys, Hart D. Fisher here from Heart Attack. And guess what? It's time for a Hydra Blue spot. That's right, we're going to promote some Hydra Blue. Why? Because it's some really kick-ass water. You want to know how I make it through my crazy workload and my crazy partying schedule? Ha ha! I got one word for you. Actually, two. Hydra Blue. If you use the coupon code word horror, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. Use the coupon code word horror at HydraBlue.com today, and you will get 15% off your order. Now remember, guys, this is stuff that I pay for out of my own pocket. I actually am a customer, and I have enjoyed this water. It's fantastic, tastes great, keeps me energized and hydrated. I just love it. So go to Hydra Blue and get your water today. But you know what? It's not always about selling stuff here at Heart Attack. Sometimes you just want to promote something cool, like Eddie Brandt's Saturday Matinee. It's a really kick-ass VHS store. What? Did I say VHS store? Yes, I did. It's a VHS store in the heart of North Hollywood, California. They're located at 5006 Vineland Avenue, but it's not just for the locals. You can order some of those killer movies you see on American Horrors online at www.ebsmvideo.com. That's www.ebsmvideo.com. Check it out today and tell them Hart sent ya. My work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. I've killed Image, made Marvel suck my cock, and put a murdering rapist behind bars for life. And now, Todd Sheets has turned me loose on Jackalope Radio. So get ready, because we're about to find out if you can survive a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
All right, guys, you can hear the cores pouring. That is some fresh, cold, tasty beer from out of the freezer. I am Hart D. Fisher. You have a new, rejuvenated heart attack in front of you, and with me is Josh Hadley. How you doing, Josh?
I'm actually not doing too bad right now.
Woo! I survived my gauntlet of deadlines for October, so I've been completely wiped out. But hey, I got through it. We got the Count Crazy Craig Halloween special on the air. I shot, cut, and got on the air a one-hour-long Halloween special in about 3 weeks.
Not bad not bad at all, my friend.
Yeah, on top of all the interviews, all the work, and all of renewing our contracts with Film On and bringing them new material, because we got a lot of really cool new stuff premiering on American Horrors throughout the fall and throughout Christmas. We got lots of really cool shit. You know, I've been teasing that Slayer's coming to the channel. They are. We got a really good interview series that's coming up. But getting back into the politics here, I really can't believe this shit that I've read here. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to straight up put this here. I want you guys to think about this. Now, I know Josh is chomping at the bit to go off on this, but this happened down in New Mexico, and we've talked a lot about police overstepping their boundaries. We've talked a lot about government overstepping their boundaries, but here we have a clear case of, I'm going to say it like it is, this is rape torture. What I'm going to talk to you guys about right now, if you're young and you can't handle anal rape, then maybe you might want to turn off the show, because we're going to go into explicit detail about a man who was tortured by the police, who was anally raped repeatedly in the name of this, quote, drug war. This gentleman, David Eckert, he was pulled over in a traffic stop. I guess the guy was shopping at Walmart or something, and so a police officer pulls him over. He appeared to clench his buttocks. This police officer thought he had drugs, so the police officer took him to a hospital because he wanted to have him medically searched. He wanted to have a cavity search. Now, we're talking about a traffic stop here, guys. It's just, you got pulled over on the street, and all of a sudden, you're just running about your day, doing your thing. Next thing you know, you are in a hospital room, and you have been raped repeatedly. What they did to this man is, first, they took an x-ray of him. Well, you know what? didn't sign for any of this. He's not under arrest. He is not guilty of any crime. He doesn't have a criminal record. And so this guy.
I want to interrupt you a second, Hart. You left out.
I want to go into the details of what was done to him, and then I want you to have your say, Josh.
Okay.
Because this whole thing is they're really I'm reading from the HuffingtonPost.com. All right, and they're saying that alleging abuse. Authorities took him to the hospital, and the first hospital said, "There's no fucking way we're doing this. There is no way. This is unethical." Okay. And then he went to the next hospital. All right. He didn't listen to the first hospital. Said, "Dude, this is really unethical, and it's not legal." And he went to another hospital and found a doctor that would x-ray this guy. Then they did cavity searches on this guy, which means they're sticking fingers up your asshole. Then they fucking gave him enemas multiple times, made him shit in front of them out enema water. Now, this isn't just once, guys. This is three fucking times this officer had this done. Then they gave him a colonoscopy. Now, did they find any drugs? No, they didn't find a goddamn thing. You know what they found? A major lawsuit that's going to end up with taxpayer dollars paying for this rape fantasy of this police officer. I'd love to know this officer's name. I'd love to know if this officer is under arrest, because this is rape torture. Guys, this kind of behavior just doesn't pop up. You don't just decide one day, you know what? I think I'm gonna enema guy. I'm going to enema this guy. Yeah, this officer... whoever this guy is. Oh, wait, we have officers' names here. Because Eckert is suing the city of Deming in New Mexico, and he's suing police officers Bobby Orozco, Robert Chavez, Officer Hernandez, and Hidalgo County deputies David Arredondo, Robert Rodriguez, and Patrick Green. Last week, we talked about how important it was for police officers to remember they are leading by authority. They are at the front. What you do is very important. This is rape and torture repeatedly with that of a medical technician. And folks, this shocks the fuck out of me. And what's the detail I missed, Josh?
Well, at the time I said that, I was going to say you didn't say that the first doctor actually had ethics and said, "I'm not doing this. This is wrong." And okay, you know how people doctor shop for prescriptions? That's what these cops did. They doctor shopped. They said, "Oh yeah, you won't do it? Well, we'll find a doctor who will violate the law for us." And I've seen
that's
more
the question
and more.
Here, because this gentleman was not under arrest. He wasn't arrested. He didn't break any law. They pulled him over for a traffic stop. Coming out of Walmart, guys. This could happen to your father. This could happen to your son. And you know what, folks? This could happen to your daughter. Think about that one, mom and dad. And you kids out there listening, you should remember this stuff when they keep talking about reauthorizing more and more rights for too much for law enforcement, going too far. I mean, we found out not only has this happened, guess what? It happened before. We found out that this is up on Reason.com, and it's all about how this dog can authorize anal probes. Well, you know what that is, an anal probe, guys? It's rape. It's fucking anal rape, because a dog maybe might have smelled something, and we all know how easy it is to get your dog to do what you want it to do. Okay, now they never found any drugs on this guy, and guess what? They've discovered another motorist who was forced to undergo a similarly rigorous search of his digestive tract after being stopped for a minor traffic violation. This guy, Timothy Young, was pulled over for failing to signal a turn. He was pulled over for failing to signal at a turn. Are you fucking kidding me? And he ended up exposed to the prying hands and eyes of cops and doctors acting on their behalf. And again, no fucking drugs were found. And in both cases, guess what, guys? The same police dog, Leo, at least this is what the police say, because, you know, the dog can't tell us what his feelings are. The police say that Leo triggered these intimate examinations by alerting to the driver's car seat. What do we know about dogs? They love to shove their nose up your ass. Well, apparently these police officers do too. This is really sick. I mean, seriously, these guys are sick.
You know what else is sick?
Raping innocent people. These are men. These are young men who are being anally raped with doctors and police officers I bet you these fucking guys are going home and jacking off to this. I bet you these guys have been fantasizing about this kind of thing for a very long time. I think if the NSA did their little, search histories of their pornography, you'd find that some of these cops on this case are watching some really fucked up shit. And you know what sucks is this is going to really tarnish a lot of good cops out there, because these are some really sick motherfuckers. And what's the thing that you wanted to talk, Josh? What's the thing that really stings?
The thing that stings me the most is what happened after all of this. The hospital that did the 8 anal excavations of this man and found no drugs.
8, guys. Think about that. 8. Your ass has been repeatedly violated. Repeatedly violated. For what? You didn't have your traffic signal on when you turned right?
Hart.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Hart, they raped him again. This time, they're billing him for it. Over $100,000. They sent
him
the bills for all of his protested anal violations, and he said he's not paying it. They are now suing him for failure to pay his bill.
For the failure to pay for his rape.
Yes.
A medical technician repeatedly.
That's the part that just makes me even more angry.
You know, this is disgusting, because according to what the law says is if their police dog says you got something, they can go anally rape you? What the fuck, man? You can signal your dog to give you any response you want.
We've seen that on undercover videos of police. There was that police sting, remember, on the 4th? Remember, we got someone that knows his constitutional rights. Remember that?
Yeah.
On the 4th of July? Them not knowing, they were telling the dog where they wanted him to signal.
That's right, guys, because the dog is going to please his master, okay? What the fuck is going on in this country that over the idea that you might have some drugs up your ass, this is called a legal search and seizure, guys?
But there's something else here. You also have to remember, they did get a warrant. What did they fucking tell the judge? What evidence? Oh, he's clenching his butt. That means drugs?
I pulled him over for a traffic stop, and now I want to search his asshole?
Yeah. What did they tell the fucking judge? And then, let's say 6 anal excavations, and we find nothing. No. He's got something. Keep going. Keep digging. We're going to make it into his chest cavity. He's got something, damn it.
So when did it become legal for a judge to order anal rape? I'm serious. I'm really serious here. A person who's never been convicted of a crime, a person who's never been tried in front of three of their peers. And I really want to know why these police officers who anally raped this man, and actually it turns out has anally raped other young men, how come they're not under arrest for rape? That's what this is. This is rape.
I just don't understand what is going on that, the cops did this and they violated this. How does the hospital reconcile itself with not only having such unethical doctors that they said, yeah, we'll do this, but we're also going to bill you for it? That cannot be legal, Hart. It can't be, can it?
You know, this comes from some of the people involved in the case. This comes from Shannon Kennedy, and she says, if the officers in Hidalgo County and the city of Deming are seeking warrants for anal cavity searches based on how they're standing, and the warrant allows doctors at the Gila Hospital of Horrors to go in and do enemas and colonoscopies without consent, then anyone can be seized. I want our listeners at home to understand this. This is a dangerous, dangerous, slippery slope that we're on, and we are sliding down. I mean, that sounds like Nazi Germany to me. We keep coming back to this, and I feel like America, we have the Fourth Reich rising here, because I don't think of a free America involving anal searches. And let me list this off for you guys, all right? This comes from KOB4 in New Mexico, and let me give you the list of what was done to this gentleman, all right? Number one, Eckert's abdominal area was x-rayed. Now, so he's exposed to x-rays without his consent. He's saying, I do not give consent. This is a gentleman who is not under arrest. He has not been convicted by a jury of his peers of any crime.
He's not even really suspected of a real crime either.
This is so he's got his abdominal area was x-rayed. No narcotics were found. All right. Well, I don't know about you, Josh, but I'm not aware of any kind of super duper drug smuggling mule that knows how to fool an X-ray. After the X-ray showed that no narcotics were found, the doctors then performed an exam of Eckert's asshole with their fingers. No drugs were found. When that didn't work, they performed a second rape of Eckert's anus with their fingers. That's right, because rape is about not just, you know, your dick. They raped his ass with their fingers. No drugs were found. Number four, doctors penetrated his anus to insert an enema. Now, if you don't know what an enema is a fucking bag of water with a tube that is shoved up your ass. And then they insert water up your ass. And let me tell you folks something. This shit ain't pleasant. It's very nasty, nasty shit, all right? They give this guy an enema, which is very uncomfortable. You've got the humiliation of uniformed officers watching you being penetrated. A doctor you don't know is penetrating you and raping you with this enema bag. Then after you're done being raped, they force you to fucking shit in front of the doctors and police officers. Can you imagine this, guys? Have you ever, as a person, taken a shit in front of three or four grown men? It's awful, all right? Eckert watched as the doctors searched his stool. No narcotics are found. Number five, the doctors repeatedly raped his anus to insert another enema bag of water. So now they're going to run another bag of water through this poor fucking guy. And then he's forced to defecate a second time. I love how they use these nice clean terms. He's forced to shit in a bucket in front of doctors and cops. And then he sits there and he watches for the second time as the doctors and cops search his fucking shit and no drugs are found. Now we're on number six. They fucking penetrate his ass to run through bag number three of water. Can you even imagine how humiliating this is? Think of your son in this position as he's driving your family car home from Walmart with the groceries in the back, and now all of a sudden your kid is off at the hospital getting raped for a third time, and he's forced to shit in a bucket again while they search his shit, and no drugs are found. What do they do after that? Number seven, they X-ray him again. What is wrong with these fucking cops? Do you think you've got the Predator there in front of you? Do you think you've got some kind of super spy in front of you who's got a magic anus? Number eight, the doctors were preparing him for surgery. Surgery, motherfuckers! They sedated him in the hospital. I want you to think about this. I really want you to think about this. This man has been repeatedly sodomized. He has repeatedly had enemas ran through him, bags of water, saline, whatever, run through his ass until he can't take it, can't hold it, and has to shit in a bucket in front of a bunch of men in uniform. Now they're going to prep him for surgery. They sedate him, and then they perform a colonoscopy with a scope, a camera inserted into his anus, his rectum, his colon, his large intestines. When there's never a crime committed and no drugs are found, we're on number eight here, guys. This is some fucked up, sick shit. This is one of the sickest goddamn things I've ever talked about on this show. And I've talked about child rapists and fucking priests raping people. These cops are supposed to be the good guys. They're supposed to be watching out for us. But no, we got these sick fucks in New Mexico who think they have a God-given mandate from the Supreme Court to anally rape whoever they feel like it. Riding your motorcycle around and you forgot to turn your turn signal on? Oh, get ready for the anal rape, motherfucker. What the fuck country are we living in? This is some sick, fucked up shit. This is rape, motherfucker. You think women are the only people that can be raped? Men get raped. Boys get raped. I thought I was sickened by the priest taking advantage of little boys. But Jesus Christ, this sounds like an episode of American Horror Story, the anal rape series. This is unreal. I can't believe there are a group of men in uniform standing around doing this over and over. When do you assholes look at yourselves and go, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck am I doing?
Let me ask
Where
you this
was
question,
the guy?
Hart. Then let me ask you this question, Hart. At what point does some kind of authority, their supervisor, the chief of police, the judge, the hospital administrator.
And this is the second hospital. The first hospital knew that this was really illegal.
Even one of the doctors. At some point, one of the doctors has to go, officers. There's nothing there.
For real, man. This is some sick, fucked up shit. And I want to read their names again, all right? Deming police officers, Bobby Orozco, O-R-O-S-C-O, Robert Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z, Officer Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, and Hidalgo County deputies, David Arendo. I'm fucking up his last name, but it's A-R-R-E-D-O-N-D-O. Robert Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, and Patrick Green, G-R-E-E-N. Also suing Deputy District Attorney Daniel Doherty, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y, and the Gila Regional Medical Center, G-I-L-A. And what about this judge's name? What's this fucking judge's name? I want to find that and read his name off. I don't really see the judge's name in here. Where's the judge's name who ordered, they gave them a warrant for anally raping an unconvicted, innocent human being who did nothing but go to Walmart? And it's repeatedly happened before. This is an ongoing process in New Mexico.
And Hart, there's, so, there's one other little thing that's really funny about this. If we can find one bit
funny?
I don't find anything funny. We can find the cops done fucked up hard, even outside of all this. Technically, the man's traffic stop was 20 feet over the county line. Their warrant might not even have been a legal warrant.
Dude, this is one of the sickest, most disgusting things I have ever talked about on Heart Attack. This makes me ill because these are supposed to be the good guys. And when you decide in America that torture is okay, when you got the government advocating it's okay to torture some brown man because he wears a fucking turban, you think that's not coming back here? You think that's not coming back to America? Well, take a look and watch your fucking ass, literally. Welcome back to Heart Attack. That song you just heard was I'm Okay by Jet 68. They're old friends of my wife's, and I've gotten to be good friends with lead singer Kenny and with Jamie. This band broke up a long time ago, but they're having a reunion show on the 16th, the Viper Room, so I know I'm going to get dragged to this thing. My wife loves this band. It's a little too VH1 for me, but they're pretty good guys. There's some good songs on here. They've got some good tunes. They also, a lot of these members in this band were in another band called Blackboard Jungle. I know they had a book come out recently. The LA Weekly did something about it. And I was happy to put the song on for my wife's. That was my wife's request, Waka. And we just came back from our 10th wedding anniversary. We've been married for 10 years now. And we got married on Halloween at a haunted Masonic lodge here in Pasadena, and one of the oldest lodges here in Southern California. And it was pretty crazy. It was a haunted Masonic lodge. It was a costume wedding, and it rained like a motherfucker. It was a really fun wedding, and so we went up to San Francisco to see Danzig on Halloween up at the Warfield. Dude, it was awesome. I mean, I really didn't know what to do. I mean, guys at home, you know, when you get married for a while, your women have these ideas, you know, our 10th wedding anniversary's got to be so special. And I really didn't know what the fuck I was going to do. I was so busy and so much shit was going on. And frankly, we'd spent another wedding anniversary with Glenn when Doyle first started playing with him. For the listeners at home who don't know, I've worked with Glenn Danzig and known Glenn Danzig for, well, it's officially 20 years now. I've known Glenn for 20 years. He's really, really on a roll. He's making some amazing music. I really liked his last album. I know he's got an album of covers, and motherfucker, his show at the Warfield was magical. Absolutely magic. He had a day of rest, so he didn't have to do a show the day before, so his voice was really on in the Warfield. If you've never been to San Francisco, San Francisco is it's like the East Coast version of New York, you know, and it's more laid back, yet it's also still kind of greasy, nasty, and kind of fucking off the hook. We ran into lots of crazy motherfuckers walking around on the street. And speaking of crazy motherfuckers, I want to thank the Fueled by Satan team. I want to thank Zandora LaVey. I want to thank Adam. I want to thank Ricky. I want to thank Brittany. And I most especially want to thank Count Crazy Craig. Count Crazy Craig was instrumental in having, he really hooked us up in San Francisco. We took a car and drove up to San Fran. We took the 5 and rode up there with Craig, and just, it was really great. We were watching the Halloween special. He got to see it for the first time, and it's really good to hear people laugh, you know, when you do something like that and you're working hard and you get your star and he gets to see the cut for the first time and he's laughing his ass off. So it was magic, man. It was just magic. And I didn't know these guys, and we're going to play a song a little later on tonight from Ricky's band, Inferno of Joy. And these were really cool, smart, sexy, awesome people, and it just turned out that they were all Satanists. Or at least I know Zandora is a satanic witch, and she had been a member of the LaVey family, and she was really cool. And so everybody was great. Everybody we met that night, everybody we met up in San Francisco and hung out with was just fucking awesome. I wanted to thank them on the air for what proved to be a really, really magical wedding anniversary. And it's because of the people we were with. You know, the people that you hang out with and party with, they're a big part of what happens in your life.
As they should be. But then you had a little bit of issues when you got home, right?
Yeah, you know, I got home and it kind of sucked because we get home. I'm really on top of my horror channel, American Horrors. And so I have it on in my home all the time. When I'm in the office, it's on all the time. So we're always watching it, always checking it, because doing American Horrors is a dream come true for me. I really love. And we've been on the air for 2 years. We're coming into our third year. So like October's kind of like a big month for me in many ways, and going up and going to San Fran, I was really impressed. I was really impressed with everything. Craig, you know, when you work with a guy like Danzig, when he's your boss and you're at a show, you get pulled in a lot of directions. And I really got to take my hat off to Craig, because he worked very hard and he really gave a shit that we were having fun. He gave a shit to help us. He gave a shit to get us backstage, because it was a madhouse up there, dude. And of course, we get to the show, and what do you think I was dressed as?
Knowing you, I really can't guess.
I can guess. What was my costume for Halloween, Josh?
I'm going to guess you went as Dark Angel, your first Boneyard character.
No, I went as Thor.
Are you Thor? No, but I will be tomorrow.
I was Thor, and I had my hammer tucked down low beneath my fly. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, I got long-ass hair. I'm a big dude, so I had a lot of fun being dressed as Thor. I felt silly as fuck walking down Mission, some badass part with crazy maniacs fucking everywhere in a Thor costume down to the red cape. I felt really silly in the red cape, but it was fun. I had a great night out, and so we get to the venue.
Only a real man can rock a red cape, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, it gets crazier because, you know, we didn't just go to the show. But let me get to the story here. I'm there. We're having fun. And we show up at the show at the Warfield, which is just a really beautiful theater. If you're in San Francisco and get a chance to see a show at the Warfield, definitely do that. It's amazing, amazing theater. And so we're there, and I find like a space for my wife and the friends that were with us. Melinda drove in, a friend of ours. So we're standing behind some empty tables to set the beers down there. Lo and behold, guess whose fucking tables I actually managed to gravitate behind?
How would I know? I don't know who else is there.
You're a terrible guesser. Well, for the folks that don't know, the motorcycle gang, the Hells Angels, was founded in Northern California, and their home is like Oakland, San Bernardino, you know, San Francisco. So the table that we had our beers sitting on was the Hells Angels table. Well, we scooped those beers up pretty quick. And it was kind of interesting to be behind those guys, especially when security, it was kind of funny. Glenn's trying to crack down a bit on illegal recording of his shows and stuff. And so he was cracking down on people using their cell phones in the auditorium. And when I was texting my friends in there, you know, during the show, security made me leave the venue and go out by the bar to continue texting. All right. Cause they don't want people with their phones out.
No exceptions, Hart.
I was marched right out. I didn't argue with them. I mean, the rules are the rules. So I went, but then when I came back, I saw all these Hells Angels, dude, they all had like killer smartphones and they were texting each other. It's a great way to communicate where you're at in the club and where you are. I couldn't wait for security to go over and mess with the Angels. I could not wait. And there was one dude there who seemed like he was some kind of major shot caller. Because this dude, one, he didn't have a vest like everybody else. His cut was different. He had a different kind of vest. I didn't really get a look at his patches. And he had the hottest fucking chick on his arm. And he seemed to really be in charge, you know. And, of course, he's texting. And, of course, the skinny little security guy comes up and starts bothering him. And the Angel, he grabbed him bouncer style. He got him real good where he can control the security guy. Got him on his arm, right above the elbow, back of the arm. Pulls him down so he's a little off balance. And then the next thing you know, there's like a head of security chick who, I shit you not, Josh, was running over there to tell her security guy to shut the fuck up, leave these guys alone, and get the fuck away from him. It was hilarious. Oh my God, that was funny. That was like the biggest laugh for me of the night.
Well, it sounds like it was a great show. How long did Danzig perform?
Well, you know, he did a Danzig set, and then he brought out Doyle for the Misfit set, and then he played a bunch of encores, and dude, Doyle was fucking shredded. Glenn's voice was amazing. I mean, the dude's like 58 years old when you think about it. He's fucking 58. And he's a bull, man. He's a bull. I'm so happy that that guy's a friend in my life. And really, I've thought a lot. You know, my wife helped me figure out. I've spent a lot of good time with Glenn. He's done a lot of really nice things for me. I really appreciate his friendship and all the recommendations, advice he's given me over the years. And he was a big part of why it was so magical, hanging out afterwards backstage and hanging out with Doyle and goofing around with all the guys in the band. And then we went out afterwards and we're dancing our asses off at the gay bars. And so Thor was shaking his booty at a gay bar. That's right. Thor was shaking it down in the gay bars in San Francisco. And again, backstage on the bus with Glenn at the end of the night was fantastic. And he shared some of these kick-ass voodoo cakes and stuff. And you know, again, I'm going to go back to the people I was rolling with. Xandor really impressed me. Most Satanists kind of bore me. I don't find them very interesting. But Xandora had a lot under the hood. And I've known a lot of witches. And Xandora definitely had some darkness in there. She had a little bit of power going on. I felt it. Very interesting. So before I go to break, I just wanted again to thank all those wonderful people that helped make my wife and our 10-year anniversary really wonderful. Thank you, everybody. It was fucking fantastic. And especially you, Craig. You really worked hard, man. You busted your ass. Thank you so much. We're going to go to break. When we get back, we'll talk about more shit that's going to make you really angry.
Good evening, Count Crazy Craig here. Halloween time is upon us. That means that I'll be taking over for Crazy Craig, that bastard, and his show, Super Rock Sunday. Calling it Scary Rock Sunday. Some 7,000 supercharged seconds of scary stuff, some ghost stories, and stoner rock, and doom, and whatever the hell I feel like playing. It is my show. We will not be on live any Sunday soon, so you can go to http://// Crazy Craig. That's CrazyCraig dot podomatic podomatic.com. And don't forget to keep the lights on because it's so scary. Ooh.
At American Horrors, you can watch horror movies for free all night and all day, 7 days a week at filmon.com. See William Shatner like you've never seen him before as a sociopathic killer in Impulse. Plus, watch the goriest Bigfoot movie ever made in Night of the Demon. Academy Award winner Cliff Robertson is slowly driven mad by the ghost of his dead wife and Dominique. New episodes of the best damn horror movie review show, Woody Mex, Fright Asylum, and the premiere of new series, Angela's Trailer Park. Plus music videos by Danzig, Children, Pissant, and more. Be the first fiend on your block arrested for wearing the American Horrors Asshole Remover t-shirt. Only for monsters with big balls. Available for just $24.95 at AmericanHorrors.com.
Nowhere.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. The song you just heard was The Pornographer by Inferno of Joy. One of the guys in the band was the drummer, Ricky, and, you know, we had a great time partying with him up in San Francisco. He's part of that Fueled by Satan team. And what we're going to talk about right now is, well, guess what, guys? Our wonderful people in office that have been elected to office to represent, oh, I don't know, I thought they were there to represent you and me. The NSA funding bill passed by the Senate Intelligence Committee gives the NSA agency, well, it gives them extra cash to hunt whistleblowers. They call them insider threats, but what they're really hunting are whistleblowers, you know, guys that come forward for the good of all America, because what's happening with the NSA and what's happening with this manipulation of our politics with unlimited funds, I mean, here in California, there's been a whole issue about, a nonprofit group sent out $25 million to some other nonprofit group, and gosh, oh golly, it got sent back because it didn't match their political rules. They only sent $15 million back. There's $10 million missing. What happened to it? But let's get back to this, because I think this is really fucked up. We have a surveillance state, guys. And we have been discussing this all summer long about what the problems are of a surveillance state. And what that means is one politician can easily get a leg up on another politician if he has a ring in with the NSA. And we know that Facebook is working with the police and working with the NSA. We know Google is working with the NSA. And we know Google has repeatedly been on the wire for destroying human beings' privacy, for wrecking our rights to privacy. They are doing their best. Now the question comes out, did the Obama administration ever spy on Mitt Romney during the recent presidential contest? A writer, Alex Tabarrok, raised the question at the popular economics blog Marginal Revolution. And it's a big question. And a lot of people would have said, it's just talk. It's just crazy talk. Well, you know what? I don't think it's crazy talk. It seems perfectly reasonable to me, because we already had a president impeached for bugging his competition.
And that was in the 70s with 70s era technology, too.
So what do you guys think at home? Do you think for one goddamn minute that Obama would even hesitate for a second to spy on his opposition? Do you think for one minute he'd hesitate? Because I don't. Like, here's a question. This article I'm reading from is from TheAtlantic.com. TheAtlantic.com is called "The Surveillance State Puts U.S. Elections at Risk of Manipulation." Gee, isn't that what I was talking about fucking months ago, Josh? And we brought up again on the I Told You So episode of Heart Attack last week?
We've been bringing up a lot of this stuff that... Now, you got to remember, when we start talking about this stuff, and I've gotten some criticism about this, we come across like Alex Jones style conspiracy nuts. And I can kind of see that, but then when maybe 70 to 75% of the things we post out there turn out to be pretty accurate, doesn't that make us more reliable than someone like Alex Jones?
I'd say so. I would fucking say so. It's right in front of your face, guys. It's not like it's some hidden agenda. It's not some secret. That's one of the great things about the internet, is we get to talk to each other. We get to communicate, and we get to share knowledge. Because knowledge is power.
It even goes back to, like, all the SOPA. Remember way back, I mean, this is before Heart Attack was its own show, on What the Fuck, when I said this is what's going to happen with SOPA? That's almost exactly what CISPA is, and I did that almost a year and a half ago?
Well, the question of this writer and these people put to claim is, did the Obama administration ask the NSA, or did they have the NSA spy on their political opponents? Well, according to this article, the answer is yes. However, if we mean, did the NSA spy on political candidates like Mitt Romney? Did Mitt Romney ever speak with Angela Merkel, whose phone the NSA bugged, or any one of the dozens of her advisors that the NSA was also bugging? Did Romney exchange emails with Mexican President Felipe Calderon, who was being bugged by the NSA? Were any of Romney's emails, photos, texts, or other metadata hoovered up by the NSA's break into the Google and Yahoo communications links? Because that's right, guys. The NSA broke into Google. They broke into Yahoo. These are all yeses to these questions. So that means that, yes, the NSA did spy on all of the political candidates. So the question is now, Did the NSA use the information they gathered on Mitt Romney and other political candidates for political purposes? Did they?
Yeah. I believe they probably did. We're never going to know definitively because, like you pointed out at the beginning, this what they're calling insider threats, they word that in a way where it sounds like, oh, we might have terrorists inside our organization. No. Insider threats means we don't want someone like Snowden leaking our shit again. So we're going to start looking at our own people, not as terrorists or enemies of the state, but as enemies to our specific program.
What we got here is our Senate Security Committee. Well, they're bent over. They work for the NSA. What we have here, folks, is it's obvious. There is a secret shadow government that is happening right now. We live in America where you could be anally raped and sodomized repeatedly by medical technicians. That's right, guys. The government is now at the stage where they can have you tortured and raped if your turn signal isn't on at the local stoplight. I want you to really consider that, because to me that sounds like some kind of crazy, I don't know, dictatorship state, but that's what we have here.
It sounds to me, and I'm not trying to play light on this, it sounds like what we're living in is a real-life plot from a 90s sci-fi movie, doesn't it?
You know, the administration has talked a lot of bullshit about transparency. They use those buzzwords, but they have prosecuted more whistleblowers. And when we say whistleblower, folks, we mean a person who has stepped forward to halt wrongdoing. A whistleblower is someone who has seen illegal activity and has stood up. They're so brave. They stood up while everybody else just put on their hat and put the Jews in the oven. All the other Nazis just put the Jews in the oven, but these guys stand up and they say this is wrong. And so what has our administration done? They have put more good whistleblowing Americans in jail than any other administration combined. We know that they are hunting Pulitzer nominee reporters, multiple Pulitzer Prize Award nominees. They are hunting reporters who report on malfeasances of our war makers. They are assassinating reporters in the streets. And now, when I say assassinating, yes, I'm talking about Michael Hastings. We are not going to forget Michael Hastings, guys. They assassinated that guy in the middle of Hollywood. So what they've done now is they have official channels that are in place to discourage whistleblowing rather than accommodate it. No matter what assurances you get about this legislation from the Senate, these motherfuckers have passed a law that is going to hurt anyone who tries to protect us from illegal activities of the shadow government. It's right in front of your face, guys. There's no conspiracy here. Do you guys hear me yelling and screaming? Josh, do you hear me yelling and screaming?
No, you're, well, for you, relatively calm.
Yeah. I am, because you know what? When I get quiet, that's a scary time. When I get quiet and I start thinking, you're in trouble. If I'm yelling and popping off and barking like an angry dog, you're all right. You're going to be just fine. But not now. Not anymore. This stuff is really frightening, guys. What's happening in this country is truly terrifying. People that get sodomized by doctors because they didn't turn on their turn signal is fucking frightening. Reporters that are attacked in their garage, maced, beaten up, given black eyes by, and these are old, this is an old guy, old men that are shot to death in their home because somebody said they might have sort of smelled some meth-making chemicals, which could really smell like any goddamn thing. We're in a really scary state,
folks. If you disinfect your fucking kitchen, it could smell technically like meth chemicals.
Totally, dude. Your fucking weed killer could be that. It could be anything. These guys are really fucking up our country. And for all the young listeners that are listening right now, it ain't over. It ain't over. You're hearing bad news and we're talking about it. But guess what? We're ahead of the corporate machine here. But we talk about here shows up in the corporate news a couple months later. And it's all right in front of us. It's all here. We can all change this, guys. We have the government in America that we deserve. Think about that. This is by the people, for the people. And somebody's done a bum rush on us. They have done a bum rush. They have taken over. They are narrowing the noose. But it's not over. There's more of us than there are of them. If we stand up, and I'm talking about our men in uniform, our men in the military, even our men in the NSA, because you got to look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day, guys. And no matter what bullshit they try to lay down, no matter what kind of brainwash they lay, you still got to look at your motherfucking face in the mirror and respect that guy. I'm Hart Fisher. This is Heart Attack. You better get off your ass, America.
Heart Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.